30, 16th of August, Rabbi Moshe Halpern, half a table and electric appliance.
Tonight, Gimel Elul is my mother's Yutzat, so I'd like to dedicate my saying of the Shia Lele Nishmusa. Didn't come here to say the Vehechsed on her, but one can for sure say that she was the great lady behind Lahav Ben Chaim Lechaim and a great man. As you can see, I chose to speak about the topic, which is very nagei l'aluch l'masa. My words might be controversial, so I'm not passing l'masa. Everyone should ask their moira rua what to do l'masa. This is more than l'aluch l'ashir l'aluch l'aluch l'masa. There's a fundamental yisod in tefillah, which is nagei sarfa tefillahs udom and sarfa tefillahs kelim. There's a very big difference between bias kuloi b'mayim and chatzitza. Everyone knows there's a haluchas of chatzitza, that when one toivels, one mustn't have a chatzitza. Yet in chatzitza, min ha-toyle, the Gemara says in a couple of times, in Sikh and Erevin, for to be considered a chatzitza min ha-toyle is only berubai and makpid. It's only if the majority of the person, or the majority of the keli, has got a chatzitza, and it must be something which someone is makpid on, something which someone does for lenoy, for beauty, for shankite, is not considered a chatzitza. The Gemara brings a raya that one toibled the peroiches or the klei mishkan, although it wasn't natural wool, it had dye on it. Something that's considered as a color is not considered as a chatzitza. Min ha-toyra is only a ruboy or makpid. And in the rabbunim, we're going on the ruboy. Ain't a makpid or a miyat a makpid. If it's a minority and one is not makpid, obviously the chiller one tries to get all the chitzas off. But meikadin, if someone's got a small mark on a place on the body which is not open, which someone can see, and if someone's got something's not makpid on, but yet when it comes to immersing oneself in water, even if a drop of the body, or even if a part of a single hair sticks out of the water, although it's only a minority of the body altogether, it's bechlaunish tefillah. Tefillah mizam bias tefillah b'mayim. That means the whole body or the whole vessel must be immersed in water. If it's surrounded by water, it's just got a chatzit on it, then there applies the aluchas of riboy, miyat, machped, ashein, and machped. Yet if a small part of the body, even if part of the hair sticks out, is mevatel the tefillah. That's why there was a minig by Sachpletzer, Bachsidim, and Interland in Hungary, that one tried to make sure that the hair should be as short as possible, or should completely short, because of shalas of chatzitza, and also that one should be careful that the hair shouldn't stick out. The question is, when one's got an electric keli, for example, an electric kettle, a Shabbos kettle, or an MS, in every keli which has got an electric wire to it, where there sometimes is a problem that if one toivels the whole thing, it can destroy the keli, whether one can be makel and only toivel the part of the keli which is actually used, and leave out the electric part. Shilas Igris Moshe from Moshe Feinstein here, Zayah Chalik Aleph Simonim Zayin, speaks about a Shabbos kettle, electric Shabbos kettle, which anyone who's seen one knows that it's built of two compartments. There's a top compartment which keeps the water, which you can actually dismantle and use, made as a keli as itself, obviously it's not much use to anyone, but it has not. Then you've got the bottom compartment, which has got the electrical works and everything. So Moshe Feinstein wants to is done there whether one can be just toivel in water the top part and not the bottom part. One has to be toivel it obviously upside down and make sure that the water fills the hole of the part where the water is supposed to be. So one would have to toivel it a bit slanting that the water should fill, not that there would be a vacuum. Okay, that's the technical part. But just toivel it till the part where there's the water is kept, and the top part, which is the electrical part, should be left out of water.
The bottom part.
No, actually, when the kettle, when you turn it upside down, then the part of the water is at the bottom and the electrical is on the top. If you the way you want to, the idea is the whole thing is to get the electric out of the water. So the Moshe Feinstein brings a raya from a couple of Mishnayos that one can see the Gabatima and Tahara, that you can have something which is one gif, one made out of one, I should repeat that in English, one body, and yet only part of it should become tuma and not the other part. One of them is Mishnah in Kalim Perik based Mishnah Zion. The Pusik says in Parshas Shemini, Kli Cheres, which is an earthenware, has got different haluchas and timur than Kli Etz or Kli Matzos, than wood or metal. A Kli Cheres is only metama mitoichoi. That means it can only become tuma if a shelet, goes inside the keli. It's got a chumra that it doesn't actually have to touch the keli, or as long as it's become inside the keli. And the other of the keli is metama. If a shelet touches the keli from outside migaboy, it's not tuma. The pusik says in Tashmini, l'chol kli cheles asher yipoil mehem from the shutzim el toichoi. So the Gemara and the Rashi brings it as Kli Cheres is only metame ma'aviroi, mitoichoi, and not megaboi. So the Mishnah says in Kagan Peribais Mishnah Zion, Tabla shi meleyo ku'uros. Anyone who's been into a kitchen and whose family has made cupcakes or these small things, know you can buy such a sort of a tray which has got 12 little compartments where you can make small little cupcakes. So this keli, which is, although it's one body, is actually made out of 12 little holes, 12 little keli, so there's 12 toich, and each toich has got an outside. So the Mishnah says if a shelet went into one of them, that keli would become a tumer. It's once a shelet has been nitma mitoichoi, its outside is also mitama. Yeah, although a Kli Cheres can only become Tumah Mitoichoi and not Migaboi, if it became Tumah Mitoichoi, then it would be Metamah further Migaboi. So this one compartment, which became Tumah Mitoichoi, would become Tumah its outside, whereas the next compartment, which is the Toich of the next compartment, but is the outside of the first compartment, would stay Tumah. So if something would fall into any of the other 11 compartments, it would stay to us. So we see you've got a tray which 12th of it is tuma and the other 11 twelfths of it is tuma. So we see there is such a thing in Tim and Tahada that the half a keli is tuma and a half a keli is tuma. Says Rav Moshe here then Legava Tfilas Kelim, obviously the part of the keli that we want to table is the part which the food touches. The electrical part is not the one that we're interested in. So though it's one keli, it would follow if you see the Galba Timetara that there is such thing as a part of the keli is true and a part of the keli is tumah, he has in the Galba Tvilas Kelim, it should be enough to table the part of the keli which has the food or the water and not the other part. Another slightly complicated halucha is that min hatoyda mashkin, which are a rishon l'timur, are not metame kelim. That means mashkin, liquids which touch the shelet. The shelet is the avat timur. Mashkin which touch the shelet, so they are a rishon l'timur. A rishon l'timur is not metame kelim. Mashkin which are avat timur are metame kelim. Where the mushla mashkin that avat timur. So the Gemara says mashkin shazov v'zuva. Roik, the sliver of the zava, the zava zava is the avatima, but the mashkin have got the same halucha. Then they are avatima also, so they can be metamakelim. So Chazal were goyza on mashkin, which are rishon letima, shenogu b'sheiret, uta mashkin, which are avatima from the zava zava, that they should also be metamakelim. That's one of the yidches tuva, which Chazal were goyza, which is brought in the Sefer Shabbos. Yet the Chachamim wanted to differentiate between the Timur d'Oraisa and Timur d'Rabbanan, so they made a heker. So they said that when mashkin, which are rishna timur, touch the keli, whether it's a kliyet or kli matzos, there should be a difference. If the mashkin touched from inside, then the whole keli should become tumah, both inside and outside. If the mashkin touched only outside, then only the outside should become tumah and not the inside. So it's slightly similar to kli chelus, which is only metama mitoichoi and not megaboy, but it's not completely the same, because kli chelus, if it touched from outside, it's completely not tumah. Whereas these mashkin derabunan, the Chazal said that only the outside is tumah and not the inside. So the Mishnah brings in a couple of places same sort of thing. You had a sort of container which was meant for different sort of spices. Yeah, so you have a round container and it's split into four or into eight or whatever for all different sorts of spices. And mashkin from Rishon HaTzimmer went into one of these compartments. So again, only it went into the mushul where the salt is. So only the salt is tumah, whereas the pepper is not tumah again, because the compartment of salt to the compartment of pepper is an outside. So the pepper actually became tumah because that's in the compartment where the shaylus came in, whereas the salt, which was in the next compartment, which only became tumah, the gaboy will not become tumah. So again, we can see that part of the keli is tumah and part of the keli is tur. So because of that, the Moshe says that it's enough to toivel the part of the keli which has got the water. What is very shvei is that the Mishnah in Kelim Perikos Hay Mishnah Hay says like this: there was a keli which had a clay middle which was used for measuring. So this keli had a compartment which contained a roiva and had a compartment which contained a chutzi roiva. So let's say one compartment was 10 centimeters wide and the other compartment was 5 centimeters wide and both were the same height. So this one had half of what the other had, but there was one keli which has got two holes. So the Mishnah like this: nitma hu roiva, if mashkin, again mashkin which are Rishon HaTzimmer, which are only metama keli and rabunin, went into the compartment which is contains the roiva, hu roiva, this compartment, the achoyrov in its outside, are tumah. Chutzi hu roiva, means the next compartment, the achoyrov in its outside, are tohirin. Why? Because the roiva, for the chutzi roiva, is considered the outside compartment, and here then vice versa, if the mashkin touched the chutzi roiva, then the roiva is tumah. Yet the Mishnah finishes, ukushihi matvil, when he wants to be toivul, matvil es kuloi. Although only half of it has become tumah, when one is toivul, one has to toivul the whole. Says the Rambam, why? The afapi sha'achas mishtei amidos yishinitma, only part, one of the measures became tumah, kiven shehen gif eichot. So the Rambam says quite clearly that although only part of it became tumah, when it comes to be tuhoi, there isn't such a thing as being toivul only a part of a keli. Since it's one body, one has to immerse the whole of it, although only part of it became tumah. So my great kasha didn't stand. He brings the raya legaber timur, which is emet. But when it comes to the gaber tahara, the Rambam passes that one has to be matvil the whole of it. And when one learns the mishnayos from that mishnah, there are achroinim who maybe learn differently pshat, but the Rambam was in Timur Tahara, there is no shulchan aruch, so the choyle, if there are no rishonim or acholik, is the choyle that I'm passing with the Rambam, that although only part of it became tumah, one would have to be toivul the whole of it. There are two exceptions which I have found where one finds that where one can be toivul only part of a keli. One of them is Yudois HaKelim Hu Oindem Likutzitz. One had, and that is passant in Shulchan Aruch, when one's got a long handle for a certain caliph or frying pan or whatever, and the handle is too long for one's need, and one plans to cut it off. So there's a Machloikis Taluan, and we passant according to the Tanna, who passant Kalu Oimet Likutzitz Hikutzitz Tumah. Something which is about, or one has got plans to cut it off, it's not considered as if it's part of the keli. So la'alucha, it's enough if one toivels the frying pan with the handle to the length that one wants to keep it. Obviously, one buys now ready made frying pans, it's unlikely that one would cut it off. Too much when people made kelim on their own, he had a piece of wood which fitted in, but he's planning from 5 tefuchim to cut it down to 3 tefuchim. So he only has to immerse in water the keli until the 3 tefuchim. The above 2 tefuchim don't have to be put in. Why? Because we pass them kalu oimed lekutzes kikutzes from something which one has in plan to cut off is considered as if one is cut off. So that's one exception. So, but again, to be medame from kalu oimed lekutzes to the shala when over here when. To say that the separate compartment on Staten Tfila is I don't think one can compare it. Another question I've forgotten to mention also, which one can argue with the Igros Moshe, is the Igros Moshe understands that the compartment where the electrical part is considered a separate keli. One can understand when one got compartments which I said like in a tray where you've got cupcakes. These compartments, one can say, although it's one keler, it's 12 separate pieces. Here one wouldn't understand that it's two parts of a keler. The keler, the electrical part, it's not as if you've got a part which stores water and a part which stores a different liquid. The electrical part is actually mashamish. It serves to warm up the water. So whether even as far as Timur Tahara would be concerned, if the top part would become tumah, to say that the bottom part should stay tumah is also a great chiddush, even if we wouldn't consider the Mishnah which talks about immersing in water. Even as far as Kim and Tahar is concerned, it's also tabitla shvera tishtel to compare to the bottom part of the keli, which is actually, it's not as if one part stores, Ramosha puts it down as if one part stores the water and one part stores electrical. It's true, but the Chayla and Tzvura, one would understand that the electrical part is Meshamish, the part, it's not as if one part is for salt, one part is for pepper, where you can't say the salt is Meshamish the pepper, it's one Chayla which has got separate compartments. So that's one exception. There's another exception, which is based on the previous halucha that we mentioned, that Mashkin, which are Rishon LeTimur, are min ha'Toyra, not matame kelim, only in midrabunan. So the Chumim wanted to make a heker between Timur Deraisa and Timur Derabunan. So they said if the mashkin came inside the kele mitoychoi, then the whole kele is tumur, both the inside and the outside. If the mashkin only touched the outside of the kele, then only the outside of the kele is tumur, and something touched the outside of the kele, it becomes tumur. That something will touch touch the inside of the keli, it would stay to us. So the Gemurim Zvuchim Ein Testament Aleph, and according to Rashi, it would seem that if one has got such a keli which has only become tumah from the outside, it would be enough to immerse the keli in water so that the water touches the outside and just overflows so as to cover the rim. But one wouldn't need that water should actually have to touch the inside. So one can see the choyer from there that it's enough if one is only toivel the part of the keli which is tumer, and one wouldn't have to toivel the whole keli. So the Chaznish got the riches on this gemura, and the Chaznish explains that since it's only a tumer de rabunan, it would seem that the chachumim were only goyzer when the mashkin touched the outside, that the outside should be mekabel timur, that they weren't metamer the eitzim keli itself. They put the timur as if only to hover on the surface. So therefore, there it's enough if one toivels only the outside. Whereas where chachumim were metamer the eitzim keli, it for sure wouldn't be enough if one was metamer, if one would be toivel the part of the keli that's tumah. So the Chaznish says there would be a difference if one would have a keli which mashkin would have touched the outside of the keli, so only the outside of the keli is tumah and not the inside. There, according to Rashi in Zvuchim Ein Testament Aleph, it would be enough if one would immerse the keli in water just enough to cover the rim. But in the previous cases where we had a keli which had two compartments, where one and the mashkin touched the inside of one compartment, where we said that only the one compartment became tuma and not the other, because the inside of this compartment is the outside for the other compartment, there, although the other compartment didn't become tuma, but this compartment that did become tuma became tuma properly, its inside and its whole matter. There, the Chavnesh says, we wouldn't say that it's enough if one would just toivel the part of the keli become tuma, because there the chazal, the part of the keli, the half of the keli, or the one keli which did become tuma, became tuma properly inside and outside. So the tuma which is through and through, there one would have to be toivel the whole keli, whereas where is one keli and the mashkin just touched the outside, there, according to Rashi, it's enough one would be toivel the outside. And even there, they are the shonim were cholik on Rashi. So the cholik is neshver to pass them that one should be, it's enough if one should toivel only the part of the water, the part of the Shabbos kettle that carries the water. Here then, the cholik similar applies to any electrical appliance which has got an electrical wire, and Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, I know, I think that Rav Padre, the Chayne Bucha, and Rav Padre Schmitter also passed that it's enough if one tables the keli without the wire. And again, I don't understand that the Chayla, although the wire is not actually, one could say it's not actually part of the keli, it's only an electrical hechatimta with which one would warm up the keli, so that would for sure be if one would disconnect the wire, or if one has got a kettle where the electrical part is on a separate part, obviously one only has to toivel the kettle and one doesn't have to toivel the base and the electrical wire, because it's not part it's not the part of the keli which has tefillas keli, that's for sure. Yet if the electric wire is attached to the keli and one leaves out the electric wire, then mashallah is again the same sort of shallow, although the actual keli is only the kettle and one actually only would have to toivel the kettle, since there's part of it, something that's attached to the kettle which sticks out of the water. So again, it's not a question of chatzitza where one could say that it's a mir, it's neshkan deraisa, it's as if part of the hair of a person is sticking out of the water, which is the ma'akev of the tefillah in Gamsun. So again, I don't understand how one can say that one should be toivel the keli without the whole part of it inside. The same could be chashunim by a person. There are people around you who have I don't know what it's called in English, a colostomy or something, who have a sack for the person or whatever. So I'm saying the hechatimta. So one could also say it's not part of the person, you know, it serves the person, whatever. So theoretically, if one would toivel oneself, and it's something that's part, it's adjoined, the pipe obviously goes, the tube goes inside the body, and it sticks out, and there's a bag outside. So the bag and the pipe doesn't need tefillah, it's the person that needs tefillah. So again, the same question would be, if the person would be inside the water, and the pipe and the bag would be outside the water, when one could say, yes, the person is inside the water completely, or one could say, since the pipe is actually attached to the person, so not talking about something that one attaches in and out, if it's something that's permanent for a week or whatever she is, that is considered as part of the body, whether it's considered that the person has gone in completely into water or not. There I haven't heard, I don't know if it's been a Gaila Luch Lamasa, what the Rabun would pass in there, but the Chayda, it should be similar to that case. No, again, not Chatzitza. I said Chatzitza is a gringer, a lucha, because there is a shalof in Rav, Makbid, it's something that's in. Here's a shalof, Biaf Kuloi B'mayim. That means the whole object or the whole person has to be submerged in water. If it is submerged in water, yet water doesn't touch, because there's a chitza, there's a lucha of riboy and meat. There is an interesting shala le gaba, when one says kalu oimed likutzet, we said that by tefillah talim, it's enough if one has a long handle and one only toggles the handle. One only toggles the handle till the part that one plans in keeping. So that is as far as bias kilo the mayim. Yeah, one says that one is yoter with bias kilo the mayim, but only putting in the frying pan with the three tefuchim, you don't have to put the extra tefuchim. The question is, okay, you don't have to put the extra two tefuchim in water, but water doesn't actually touch the joint between the three tefuchim and two tefuchim, so there should be a problem of chatzitza. So the shonim mitzvah to understand, and they differentiate between kelim and a person, that there's a certain kelim legabe chatzitza, but kelim which doesn't apply to a person. So the chivas from sofer speaks about a color who goes to mikveh, but is planning on cutting the hair after the chasma. The choyle, the hair is kalu oimer lekutzet summer. So although one could say maybe a killer that one wouldn't have to be toivel with the whole hair that one is planning to cut off, one could say such a thing, yeah. But even if one would toivel oneself with the whole hair, the choyle, the place where you're going to cut, the zama shalach achtitzer. So how is klalitzur noyeg? Tefillah.
With the handle, he doesn't want it at all. Here, maybe she wants it for the moment.
Oh, so the Chassam Sofer says, since Kaket, one is only, even those who are noyig to cut the hair, one is makbid that the hair should not be cut on the day of the chasna. One is makbid Kaket that the hair should stay there, and it's only cut on the day after. Since one is makbid that today the hair should stay, so it's not considered as if it's oimid lekutzot. So it's got the chimra that one would have to be toiled the whole hair, and yet it would be a killer that if one is toiled the whole hair, there isn't a problem of chatzitza that the water doesn't reach to the place where one is planning to come.